Does your church, do they participate in those?
My church participates in the birth of Jesus.
Okay, but can I share something with you?
Sure.
Christ was born, we know that.
Right.
But the day that they claim he was born on is a
probably
lie, right?
Probably wasn't the day, yeah.
That's called a lie, right?
But it's also just...
Well, here, I'm going somewhere with this in the scriptures. Yeah, so hang on. So if that was not his birthday, it's a lie, right? And there's other lies that go along with it. Did you know in Revelation 22, 14, and 15, it says, those who love, people love Christmas. In practice, they're remembering it and doing it. A lie. We'll be left outside the gates of heaven with the sorcerers, the whoremongers, and the adulterers. One lie, Acts 5, I don't know if you know your Bible or not, but Ananias and Sapphira, they were killed after grace. After grace had come, they were killed for what? One lie. Look in 1 Corinthians 11 at the end of the chapter. What does Paul say in the Lord's Supper? People are, they're sick and they're sleeping, which means dead, because they eat the Lord's Supper in vain.
So what Bible are you quoting from? Is it like the King James Version?
Just King James. We're not King James only. We just use that, but we do test it to the Greek and the Hebrew.
So what verse was that? Revelation
22, 14 and 15. Oh, nice. You got an app on your phone. Good. And that should strike fear in people because, you know, there's a lot more lies in man-made religion. They're not teaching women how to be women, men how to be men. They're taking the tithe. That's Old Testament. We're supposed to be cheerful givers out of our own heart. One man pastor leading the whole show, running everything. It's not spirit-led. Do you know what the New Testament church body is?
Do you believe in women pastors?
I believe what the Bible says, and the Bible says no. 1 Corinthians 14, 1 Timothy 2. You don't believe in women pastors, right?
No.
Okay, that's good, because then you align up with what the scriptures say. The scriptures say that the men are to be the leaders.
God.
Yep. So in the New Testament body, you know how it's supposed to work? It's like, it's not in a building where everybody's spending all their money and somebody has control. It's house to house. Look at Acts 2. It was just people living for the Lord. Romans 12, 1 and 2. You're living, your worship is your living sacrifice to him, your daily life of killing your flesh.
So I'm reading 14, and it said, blessed
Revelation.
Are they.
Yep,
okay,
go ahead.
So then the other one was what?
14, it's 14 and 15. Revelation 22, 14, yep, keep going. So it's talking about who's blessed, and then it talks about who's cursed and left outside.
Outside are the dogs who practice magical arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers. The idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood.
Which is a lie. Depends on what translation it is. It's a lie, falsehood. Christmas is falsehood or a lie. Have you ever thought about Good Friday?
Well, I mean, that's your interpretation, I guess, but who loves and practices falsehood could be...
If it's true or if it's false. Truth?
What are they
or
calling
lies?
A falsehood? You know, is it...
It's a lie.
Is it...
That's semantics.
False preachers?
It's pagan. It's not what God ordained. Only God can make days holy, right? He made them holy in the Old Testament. The holiness that we have today is within us by following him in holiness and obedience. On that gospel card, the whole gospel is in there. I don't know what denomination you're in. They were created like 1,500 years after Christ set up his New Testament body. And here, right here on this side, many of them have the faith. They'll claim Christ who he was. And that he died for the remission of sins, right?
Right.
And they'll talk about repentance, but they're not repenting because they're still keeping a lot of pagan ways, like Christmas and Easter. Easter, Good Friday, if you practice Good Friday, you make Jesus a lie. He said he'll be in the grave 3 days and three nights. You can't get that from Friday to Sunday. Jesus isn't a liar. He didn't die on Friday. Go look that up and seek into that. So those are some lies. Okay, they don't teach
Friday,
women.
Saturday, Sunday, I don't know.
72 hours. It's 12 days, 12 hours in a day, 12 hours in a night. Jesus said so. So go deeper and check that out. Did you know the New Testament tells women how they're to conduct themselves, how they look, how they act, how they dress, how they associate? You brought up women pastors, so you see that feminism is rampant today. Did you know not covering your head if you're claiming Christ to be a born-again sister, daughter of the Most High, that you're in rebellion and sin? If you don't cover your temple, which is the Holy Spirit, the way God tells us to, that's sinful.
No, he tells us that in the Old Testament.
He tells us that in 1 Corinthians 11. Where is that? That's the New Testament.
Okay.
Head covering. 1 Timothy 2, New Testament. 1 Peter 3,
okay.
New Testament.
Let's look. Because I'm interested in what you're saying. I'm not doubting you. I just want to read.
Okay, yeah. 1 Corinthians 11 talks about head covering. only for those.
1 Corinthians 11.
Chapter 11. It's like 1 through 16, I think. There's a lot of verses in there. It talks about how a woman is to cover her head. It says when she prays or prophesies, but you have to go deeper than that. It's covering her glory.
Because the angels, women ought to have a sign of authority on her head.
If you look in the Greek on that, it tells you it's an actual covering of her head. That's a deep one. Go look at 1 Timothy 2. Do you get the Greek and Hebrew on that?
No.
Okay, I would suggest you do that.
1 Timothy.
No, 1 Timothy 2, and I think it's verse 8 and 9.
Chapter 2, verse 8 and 9?
Yep. I'll wait till you get there.
I desire that in every place the men should pray lifting holy hands without anger. Likewise also that women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel, with modesty and self-control, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly attire, but what is proper for women who profess.
Right. So, I don't know what your translation is, but a lot of people use modest apparel. You said appropriate apparel or something like that. Mm-hmm. You have to look in the Greek on that.
Respectable.
Respectable. Okay, whatever translation that is. Respectable apparel. What does that mean in this culture? Whatever you pick, whatever she picks, whatever I pick. God's not the author of confusion. You know what that means in the Greek? Respectable or modest means neat and orderly. You know what apparel means? Katastole, a long dress or robe. He commands us to wear a long dress and robe. And do you know we're going to get that in heaven? The men are to dress with tunics as well. You see my husband, I don't know if you saw him, but
yeah,
he's got a longer shirt on. And this, and I don't always like to go to the clothing thing because people don't understand it if they're not truly born again. I don't know if you are, but you are asking questions about all this. Have you been born again yourself?
Yes.
Okay, so if you are, you're my sister. And there must be something because you're looking, you're seeking, you're asking questions. We get a lot of mockers, so we're very careful with who we deal with because a lot of people like to use our time up. But you seem like you're being genuinely seeking and wondering.
Here's the thing, is I have my faith. And I may talk to you, and I'm not, it doesn't mean I'm going to take everything that you say.
Take it from the scriptures.
But the scriptures, I was raised Lutheran.
So was I.
So, here's my thing, is I belong to a Lutheran church, but I'm fed by the scripture. I try to do what the scripture says.
But if you keep going to them, did you know Martin Luther was a murderer?
Wait, no.
I got to go down to the core of Lutheranism, because that's... It's a lie. Martin Luther was a murderer, and they're naming themselves after a man. That's a sin. The pastor up there blessing you.
Let me tell you
something. Consubstantiation is a sin. I'm trying. No. See, what I need to tell you is what's wrong with that system, and you need to go check it out for yourself because you're not going
to
convince me that because Lutheranism is a lie.
I'm telling you a story. My grandson came to live with us because his father died.
Okay.
And he was being raised Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you will not attend a Mormon church in this household.
Well, I got news for you. The Lutherans are just as bad as the Mormons. They're all headed to the same place. They're all keeping sin. And I'm trying to tell you, because you're right here in front of me, and I only have a minute with you, the Lutherans have a huge pile of sins, and if you keep consorting with them, they're the enemy. They're teaching lies. If you keep consorting with that and keep going along with them, you're going to go with them. When Christ comes back to burn it up, you're not going to go to heaven as a Lutheran or Baptist, Methodist, Anabaptist, whatever the flavor is. Right. Do you know how many years after Christ that was set up? That was made by man. They're following after a murderous man's name. He killed people.
So
you need to repent of that.
Why I involved him in any church was to get him away from the Mormons. I didn't care what it was.
You could have just left him in that, for the fact of the matter is, the Lutherans are no better. They may claim Christ, but they're not living for him. I just listed a whole bunch of sins for you. I could sit here for an hour and tell you of a bunch of sins in the Lutheran church. How many is going to keep you out of the gates of heaven? One. And you agreed that there were some in there. You nodded your head when I said Martin Luther was a murderer.
Well, I don't. Their,
okay, well, are you? You follow the Lutheran system. Luther. They're following the man, 1 Corinthians 5.
That's what I was trying to tell
you. No, you're following the Lutheran system, and I'm trying to help you. You need to repent.
You were raised Lutheran.
I repented of that. I left that far behind. They're so far from the scriptures. They're not even close to the scriptures. They're practicing lies.
There is so much man-made stuff in this world. There really is.
That's why you need to be called out. Did you know the Greek word for church? Is it a building or a bunch of people going there on Sunday? It's ecclesia, called out, like we are. We don't look like, we don't act like, we don't fit into this world. We look different, we act different, we're not participating in it. The Bible says that we're supposed to be called out, transformed, and then go back in and call more people out. If you love the Lord, you'll forsake all those sins. Ask Ananias and Sapphira. Didn't I just tell you that? You know what grace is? They lie to you. Grace is not that just Christ covers your sins until the day you die. It means God's not going to kill you right now for your sin. He's going to give you the chance to repent and come through Christ's blood and then be born again and follow after him in holiness and obedience. They're twisting grace. And the pastor up there feeding that little tidbit of that sticky little wafer in you is a lie. That's not even the Lord's Supper. And the wine, and they absolve your sins. They're pretending to be God. That's not true. They can't absolve sins. Consubstantiation with the Holy Spirit's on, in, and around is mysticism like the Roman Catholics. They're that far from the Roman Catholics. Well, the pagan Roman Catholic system, they branched right out of it. Have you ever looked at the 95 Theses of Martin Luther? There's like 3 points in there, and he believes with everything else. He brought all the paganism with him. Test yourself. That's why we're out here. I'm going to go find my husband. It was nice talking to you. All right.